This episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is brought to you by the folks at Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. If you've ever listened to the giants of American folk music like Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, or Lead Belly, you've likely heard music from Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. Folkways is the nonprofit record label of the Smithsonian Institution and is celebrating its 30th year anniversary with a membership program designed to open up its vast body of music and history in exciting ways. Whether you're a new fan or a longtime lover of Folkways, there's something for everyone and for every price range with a Smithsonian Folkways membership. Learn more and sign up by heading to folkways.si.edu/membership. Thanks so much. Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Waiting for the Boatsman by concertina master Jody Kruskal and fiddler Luke Richardson. We heard the tune Dolly from the playing of Kentucky old-time fiddler W.H. Stepp. When I was a kid in eastern Pennsylvania, I was dragged to my share of family wedding receptions. Almost all of them featured polka bands with an accordionist. I hated the music. As I got older, the cool factor entered the story, and since the Beatles and the Rolling Stones didn't have an accordionist, I was embarrassed to be seen in the company of accordion players. When I started playing contra dance music, I became acquainted with some fine players of the concertina and the various styles of accordion. My mind changed, and I found the instrument wonderful to play with in dance bands. We even used one on our first family band CD. This week, we'll hear lots of different accordion styles and players, and we'll start with the Steve Meisner Band from Whitewater, Wisconsin, and his tune Jammin' Polkas from Deep Polka on Smithsonian Folkways Records. All things accordion on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Years ago, the polka had its fame. But now the young think polkas sound the same. We're here to show everyone what the polka bands have done for the generation of today. We'll be right back.
John Hardy was a Negro, and he's a desperate man, and he carried 2 6-shooters. Now I'm gonna sing this song in headed accordion. He was a desperate little man. He carried 2 guns every day. He shot a man on the West Virginia line. Might have seen John Hardy getting away. Might have seen John Hardy getting away. Now tell me about it. Up on that freestone bridge, and there he thought he was free. Up stepped a man, and he caught him by the hands, and Johnny come and go with me. Oh, Johnny come and go with me. Tell me about it. Mother and a father too. He sent for them to come and go his bail, and there was no bail allowed for the murdering man. The sheriff John Hardy back in jail. The sheriff John Hardy back in jail. Now talk to me.
This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine, and this week we are listening to all things accordion. We just heard from the band The Klezmatics from their recording Possessed, and a tune called Moroccan Game, and that was Lauren Sklamberg on the accordion as he fit into the ensemble. And before that, a classic tune from Lead Belly, never released until Smithsonian brought out Bourgeois Blues. That was John Hardy, played by Lead Belly. He sang it and played the accordion. That's from Bourgeois Blues on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And we let off that set from Deep Polka, dance music from the Midwest on Smithsonian Folkways. And we heard the Steve Meisner Band and Jam in Polkas, where he demonstrated some of the styles of playing that influenced him, including his father and Frankie Yankovic and others, in that nice long piece, Jam in Polkas, from Steve Meisner and his band. We're going to lead off this next set with a tune where you may not have actually noticed an accordion. Here's the band from the Basement Tapes, and There Ain't No More Cane on the Brazos, featuring Garth Hudson on the accordion on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Ain't no more cane on the horizon. Ooh, it's all
should have been on the river. Come, lads and lassies o'er the world, come hither, fro and to. For of this tale a wild adventure I will tell to you. Now lies in rest a part of me, you might say, so it goes. The day I lost my glasses off the shores of Lake Monroe. Oh, when I was a woman grown, years 50 with an end, I left my fair New England shores for the hills of Indiana. I knew not then what I know now of inland waters bold, some glacial man-made stream fed, and their stories must be told. How vast that stretch of water, why, it makes you say, oh my, with autumn leaves all rust and gold from summer hot and dry. Me, love, and I, oh, we set sail in our red-bottomed craft, nigh 4 feet wide from side to side, near 8 feet fore and aft. Of fiberglass all through and through, a sail of plastic clear, with duct tape reinforcement and a tiller for to steer. Her boom and sprit both fashioned from a single 2x4, and hewn by Arthur Blodgett in the church parking lot next door. Now Lake Monroe, as well you know, was not quite always so. The Miami and the Delaware all roamed here long ago, till the Treaty of Fort Wayne, September 1809, helped lead to Tecumseh's war and the Native uprising time. There was oak and walnut, cherry, maple, berries, roots to eat, where the East Fork of the White River fed branches of Salt Creek. They built the dam in 1960 through to 65 for flood control and drinking water, drown these woods alive. They appraised the land in deep of winter, paid the farmers low, chopped trees, burned houses, near 4,000 people had to go. The corporations bought up land, as did the university, and as the waters rose, they had their shorefront property. The wind was shifty, light and spare, on that fateful afternoon. We bantered, oh, without a care, as we ducked beneath the boom. Just out and back straight from the beach, about an hour, maybe less, when I decided close to shore that I'd like to swim the rest. Overboard I leapt, but careful not, oh, careful not I was. Our gallant craft lay on its side, as did my shining dove. Oh, save my watch, I cried, as he raised up one dripping hand. We had to tow that wreck ashore, wade through the muck to land. I bailed, stepped the mast. We breathed a sigh of great relief as on the beach we stood at last, when suddenly a cry I uttered, and I'm sure you know the rest. My glasses, they had left my life as young birds leave the nest. So now in slumber do they lie, with visions of times gone, when waves of corn, alfalfa, oats all glistened in the sun. And many's the farm and grazing field, now mud and stump below, the lives and stories sunk beneath the serpent-shaped Monroe. They weren't my only glasses, oh, I had an ancient pair. So let me tell you all who hear, you must always have a spare. When either you set sail, or come and get your oars and row, and well mind the deep and the tales that sleep off the shores of Lake Monroe. Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1712. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Waiting for the Boatsman, from Jody Kruskal on concertina and Luke Richardson on fiddle, banjo, and some harmonica here and there. We heard the title track of the recording, Waiting for the Boatsman. He learned that from the playing of Melvin Wine from Copan, West Virginia. This week on our program, we are doing all things accordion. And before that, we heard from a Nordic band called Svir from their recording Frid. Frid means joy. And we heard a tune called the Falsk Vals, or the False Waltz. And they describe it as a drummer's idea of a waltz. It featured their two-row accordion player, Leif Ingvar Ranoin. And Svir is on Folk Hall Records. And before that, we heard from Cindy Callett and Gray Larson from their great recording, Welcome Day, and a couple of tunes, The Shores of Lake Monroe, all about the perils of going out boating and losing your glasses. And then, Patty, Won't You Have Some Good Old Cider, from a fiddle mentor of Gray's named Joe Dawson. That's on Sleepy Creek Music, Welcome Day, from Cindy Callett and Gray Larson. And before that, we heard from the band, and specifically Garth Hudson on the accordion with Ain't No More Cane on the Brazos, from the Basement Tapes, recorded in late 67, early 68, from the band. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we are doing all things accordion, as I mentioned. My very favorite Irish accordion player is Sharon Shannon. Here's a set of tunes that she calls Mouth of the Tobique. Sharon Shannon, from her recording Each Little Thing, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Lay down your weary chin, lay down. Lay down the song you've strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hold a hum, struck by the sounds before the sun. I knew the night had gone. The morning breeze, like a bugle, blew against the drums of dawn. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you've strung, and rest yourself neath the strength. No voice can hope to harm. The ocean wild like an organ played, the seaweeds wove its strands, and the crashing clouds unbound by laws, and the crying rain like a trumpet sang, and us for no applause. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hold a hum. The lost of leaves fell from the trees and clung to a new love's breast. The branches bare like a banjo played to the winds that listened best. I gazed down in the river's mirror and watched its winding strum. The water smooth ran like a hymn, and like a harp did hum. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you've strung, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hold to harm.
Your mother for you, she told me that you was too young. I wish, dear Lord, never have seen your face, and I'm sorry that you ever been born.
Sometimes I live in the country, and sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I have a great notion to jump in to the river and drown. Irene, good night. God knows I do. Loves her till the sea runs dry. If Irene turns her back on me, I'm gonna take morphine and die. Stop rambling and stop gambling. Quit staying out late at night. Come home and tell your wife and your family. Sit out by the fireside bright. Thank you.
diamant, elle est la plus mignonne, elle est la plus jolie, elle a les yeux canailles. Mais dis pas ta main, j'écoutais ton bec, dis pas ton pas, tu avais ma bonté. Dingalong, mais pour le point copain, dingalong, mais pour le point copain. Bien jolie, mais dans les mots, c'est pas, mais si c'est pas, c'est pas, mais j'en veux pas que tu.
Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys from their first recording on Rounder Records, self-titled, and we heard La Pointe Pan, or Pine Point, from Steve and the Boys. Good stuff. And before that, we heard from Richard and Linda Thompson, recorded live on the CD. It's an extra track on the CD, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. And it was recorded in London in 1973, featuring John Kirkpatrick on the accordion. Richard and Linda Thompson, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. That's on Island Records. And before that, a classic from Rye Cooter. We heard Goodnight Irene from Chicken Skin Music, featuring Flaco Jimenez on the accordion. Goodnight Irene, that's on Reprise Records. And before that, we heard from Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton from their recording Declaration. Ruth was playing that very soft and sweet accordion behind Kate's guitar and singing. Very delicate. We heard Lay Down You Weary Tune, Bob Dylan's classic tune. That's from Declaration, from Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton. They're from Australia. And we let off that set with Sharon Shannon from her recording Each Little Thing, with Mouth of Tubuque, a set of tunes featuring Ladd O'Burns, Dowd's favorite, and The Mouth of the Tubuque from Sharon Shannon. That's on Green Linnet Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program, All Things Accordion, this week. I've got so much stuff left over, we're going to have to do another one sometime. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell,